You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. Thanks for joining us for another fun one. My name is Paul.
Fun one indeed, hopefully. My name is Rob. We do thank you very, very much for joining us for this episode 886. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. Hopefully we have some good information for you. It's always our goal, and we always appreciate you listening.
We do actually appreciate you listening significantly. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here. And if it weren't for you, the actions you take and how you progress this industry, we probably wouldn't be here as well. Again, thank you so much for the reviews, and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, you can do so on iTunes, Spotify now, and also Stitcher or wherever you download shows. We are now entering a new era of drone law. I'm actually really excited for the new law that Trump just passed, or Trump signed, excuse me, was passed in the Senate, because really it's going to change the way that hobbyists operate, and it's also going to change the way that enforcements happen, and it's going to change the way that I think the whole industry works. And I think it's only for the better if you've been one of the guys who has been doing it right all along. So I think that we're finally going to be rewarded for going along with the FAA's playbook, even though we realize that most of the plays would not get us first downs, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like the football reference there.
So, well, as you can tell, I was home for a couple days because that's all my family talks about is football. And I'm looking at Sarah and I'm like, can you remember the last time we watched a football game?
Not a good day for your family this weekend, right?
My dad Redskins left his crushed. Daughter's wedding early to go watch the Virginia Tech Hokies. Like, seriously.
That's not a lie.
That is not a lie.
But he saw the ceremony.
He saw the ceremony. We did the first dance, all that. But then he's like, the game is on at 8 o'clock. I'm out of here.
At that point, they're doing the things like the little train and stuff. That he's probably not going to do that.
My DJ did the train, and we told him to specifically not do the train. I almost dipped out on my own train.
Oh, no, he did the train. Yeah, definitely did the train.
Rob was like, I was there. I did the choo-choo.
Oh, they made me. I had a gun to my head.
But anyway, going back on today, you know, with hobbyists and commercial rules, things are changing. And everyone knows that it, just like in aviation and manned aviation, there's what people say and then there's what people do. There's the reality of the environment that we try to create, and then there's the environment of reality. Now, there's still the third environment, because this really isn't a zero-sum game, where you do have people who are legitimately trying to do the right thing, and in my eyes, are always doing the right thing. But today's question is really focused on, you know, what if I fly here and I ask for forgiveness instead of permission? I think that this is a really good question, and I think we are just going to straight up answer it in a real world, no BS answer, but also showcase with the new law how this attitude could actually change significantly. So I think you're going to get a dose of Paul honesty and realism. Like, as people said at the San Diego mapping class, again, they're like, I can't believe you're really like this in real life. Like, some guy was like, I feel like I'm listening to another episode of the podcast right now.
This I told Paul this before we pushed play here or record, that this is one of those questions that makes me go...
Pucker?
Dead. Yeah, definitely some pucker factor.
Squeeze the bung.
But we're going to go ahead and do it because it's a legit question. And gosh, I would say probably the majority of you, if you're honest, have these thoughts or have these questions in your own mind. So we think that's why it's a good reason to check it out.
My name is Vikram Bose. I'm an engineer by trade. I live in Fultonville, New York, and I've been in drones for about a year. I've been into photography for almost 13 years. And in photography, many of us believe that it's often easier to apologize than to get permission. To get forgiveness instead of permission, I should say. So my question is, does the same apply to drone use? I see a lot of places where They say no drones, such as the state fair, etc. However, FAA controls the airspace, and they really can't. All they can really do is restrict you from landing and taking off. So in situations like this, where I take off and land from a place where it's safe, is it okay to follow that old adage that it's easier to get forgiveness than permission? Thank you.
So can I just...
jump right in, please. Please.
All right. So let's be honest. It works. If you ask for forgiveness instead of permission, because in all honesty and for a long time, this industry was wrought full of questions, confusion, and legal premise questions. And a lot of people, out of fear and a lack of knowledge, have said, no, you can't fly here. We don't want drones here. We don't know who you are. And these people had no idea how to actually vet pilots as well. Now, with a firm understanding that we're following the rules, right? So if, let's say he's talking about a fair, right? But he's in Class G airspace. There's no restrictions. He's not flying over people, okay? He's not flying in a way that's egregious, nefarious, or in a way that could endanger persons or property on the ground, as a direct statement quote from Part 107 summary. So could he actually fly? The answer is probably yes, if he took off from a public area outside of the fair itself. Now, can property owners, can event owners inhibit takeoff and landing from their location, from their property? The answer is yes. Yes, they can. Can they inhibit you from operating over that airspace? The answer is no. No, they cannot. That the only people who can do that is the Federal Aviation Administration. Now, that being said, for a long time, hobbyists, even though there would be these no drone signs all over the place, would still fly, right? And that is about to change. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the recent memo from the FAA. The memo was actually an email blasted out to the whole list, saying, yes, we know the law just changed. Hobbyists, please go on as normal. Follow CBO rules, community-based organization rules. We will be coming out with an interpretation of this law shortly and operate as you have as previously, and we will give you updated guidance on what to do in the future. Well, if they interpret as the law is written, no hobbyist will be able to operate in Charlie, Delta, or Echo airspace at all. Unless you're at an AMA field following AMA field rules. So that being said, a lot of hobbyists, let's say, okay, for example, let's take the New Mexico State Fair, right? The New Mexico State Fair sits squarely in Class Charlie airspace on Louisiana and Central. On top of that, it's adjacent to DOD airspace. Now, DJI did not have the DOD airspace no-fly zones in the map until this year, so a lot of people could just fly the state fair without a problem, without taking off and landing. But now... they would not be able to because of the DOD zone that's right there. So they probably wouldn't even be able to take off. But in the future, hobbyists will not be able to fly in Charlie Delta Echo. So in our particular nuanced case of a state fair, right? Because he said, what if I fly a fair? Even though the state fair says no drones here, and that's typically what signs say is no drones.
Sure.
Some signs have actually gotten really smart. Kipu Ranch out in Kauai, Hawaii, actually said no taking off, landing, or operating from. The guy had clearly listened to our show because that's that whole key phrase, or operating from, or operating over is even the nth extent. But no one can control operating over. If you ever see a sign like that, you can just pull out the drone defense kit. I think that's on our resources page now. If it's not, I'll get it up there, but it should be up there. I have not made the lead page for it yet, and that's my fault.
Have you heard of a fair getting a TFR?
No,
something like that.
The fair would have to be, I believe, over 30,000 people confirmed, but then there would be an automatic TFR.
Because that could happen at ours. I don't know about 30,000, but like,
I think so. In
well,
New
when
Mexico.
They have the rodeo and stuff like that, I would not be surprised if there were that many people out there. Anyways,
Yeah.
Something to think about. Yeah, something to check for.
If you're in any other state than New Mexico, like Texas, chances are there is an automatic TFR.
I guess it depends on if it's a state fair or a little county fair, right?
Yeah,
it depends on what you're talking about.
True. But okay, so let's just recap this really quick. So is it better to ask permission than forgiveness? Clearly, the answer is yes, because people have been doing it forever and ever. But you have to also know the law, because if someone says you cannot take off and land from that area, you can't. I mean, that's why we made the app Legal Flyer, because Legal Flyer is a way to get permission, private property permission, to take off and land. It also says you can use any piece of this property in your production. By the way, you can download it at legalflyer.com. Now, that being said, if I am a drone pilot and I'm a hobbyist and my fare is in controlled airspace and there are signs that say you cannot take off and land, absolutely not. You cannot fly no matter what, because it is controlled airspace and you cannot take off and land. If the fare is not in controlled airspace, let's say it's in class Gulf airspace or class G airspace, and you do not fly over people, you do not fly in a way to endanger people, and you take off and land from a public area, even though the fare says you cannot fly drones here, you can actually fly drones. So that's the formula. If they say you cannot fly drones from the fare, you are not in controlled airspace, and you take off and land from a public entity, yes, it's okay to fly.
So the other side of that is, I mean, you've got to be prepared for what might come if you do choose to fly, right? I mean, they're going to potentially come at you and create a situation. I'm just saying be prepared for that, because if it's important enough for them to post signs like that at a fair, and a lot of these folks, they don't have full knowledge.
That's kind of my point, is that they're just taking it from an extreme safety standpoint. Like, we don't want drones here. Because let's face it, there are little tourists that come from other countries, I'm not going to say where, and pop up their Mavics on Wi-Fi mode in congested areas. I've seen it myself. I've gone up and flashed my FAA license and scared the absolute dog poop out of a few people to be like, you cannot do this. And like, look at them with deep stares in their eyes. That actually works really well. but so I get it. There are cases where, you know, they have a valid point. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah. No, yeah. And so again, the point is just to have the right mentality. Don't go in there bravado-like, right? And if you've got a solid purpose for being there, whatever that might be prepared to articulate very clearly why you're there and that you're safe and that you've got the credentials, et cetera, et cetera. Even though you're planning to ask forgiveness and not permission, the emphasis on the word there is plan. Like, be prepared to handle the confrontation in the right way, because it could come. And sometimes it could just be fear is a motivator for people to act irrationally.
True.
And a lot of the folks that you might end up dealing with are going to be covered in fear in many cases. And so you just need to be prepared for that. That's my point, if you're going to go ahead and move forward with something like this.
I think we need to get our drone defense kit out. I don't think I've actually gotten it out yet. So I'm looking through all my documents right now. And I see field kit, master field kit, advocacy kit. The advocacy kit could actually be good, because the memorandum from the FAA about controlling airspace is in there. The advocacy kit, I know for a fact, is on the website in the resources section. So I think that'd be a great thing to have with you. Mm-hmm. Another, dude, let's be honest. Do you want to squash all confrontations from the freaking get-go? Because here's how you do it. And I hate this. I hate this. Do you know why I hate this? Because it goes to showcase that our primal minds are making us extremely lazy. And what's the word when you get too comfortable? Complacent. And complacent. How do you squash all confrontations? Ready? Here you go. Step one, wear high-vis vest. Step two, make sure high-vis vest says FAA on the back of it. Maybe FAA certified drone operator too. That's fine. Step three.
It's not their logo.
Yeah. Don't use the logo. step three, buy the, it's on Amazon. It's a policeman's wallet with the little chain that goes around your neck, and you display your FAA license or your FAA remote pilot certificate right there. So you've got this thing on, and then you print out the what is it called? I have it on my computer. It's like the law enforcement drone enforcement protocol card. It's like this big, and PJ, you know, always has them with him. I've got a couple in my backpack too, and they're going to actually be on our Drone U Elite page. So if you ever go to a Drone U Elite training, you can get them there too. But you just hand them out to police, like, oh yeah, here's what you're supposed to do about flying drones. So I'm doing that. We're good. Do you have any questions? Please let me know. If you're flying right now, like for example, if I'm flying and a policeman comes up, just say, I'll answer any other questions. Let me just land this first because I don't want to cause problems by a lack of attention. And I think that you'll be given a lot of respect.
And wear aviator glasses.
Wear aviator glasses.
Be sure.
You know what? The pilot's hat could be too much. The pilot's hat may lose credibility. If you wear the pilot's hat and the high-vis vest, that's just saying you're part of the YMCA song.
But the bomber jacket's more. Okay.
I'm not sure how you're going to see the high-vis vest. Can we get a high-vis bomber jacket?
Is that you're going to wear the high-vis vest over the bomber jacket, clearly.
Oh. So I need to wear dark black leather jacket, dark black aviator sunglasses with gold rim,
hey.
And high-vis vest, law enforcement wallet, with FAA card. All right, got
We're
it.
We're intending to squash confrontation here. You hey, do what you gotta
you
do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
No, but in all seriousness.
And the reason I hate it, if you're wondering, like, why do you hate that? I hate it because literally in this country, if you have a freaking clipboard and a high-vis vest, you can walk into any controlled zone. Actually, PJ was just telling me about a social experiment that they just did where a group of guys rented a white van with like flashing lights and bought cones and shut off an entire intersection in Manhattan. No permits, nothing. The police even got there and they were like helping them shut the intersection down.
Awesome.
They didn't
really?
Check themselves.
They didn't ask why they were
no,
there.
No.
Oh, wow.
And like that social experiment is really powerful. But anyway, on that bombshell, that is going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com. And if you haven't checked out the 34, I know last time I said 33, but 34 courses now available on Drone U's site, check them out. The business course is now available, and a lot of people are talking about it in the Drone U community. So let me ask you, in your business, what's your why? If you don't have the answer to that, you need to have the answer. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.